Chapter 52. Quality in a title in these days. What I really am, a second wife to a quiet old country nobleman, who has given up society. What more commonplace? My life will be as simple, even more simple, than it was before. Apostrophe apostrophe, Berta, you have worked two false lines. A creeping up among the useless lumber of our nation that'll be the first to burn, if there comes a flare. I never see such a deserter of your own lot as you be. But you were always like it, Berta, and I am ashamed of ye. More than that, a good woman never marries twice. Apostrophe apostrophe, you are too hard, soul, apostrophe said the poor Viscountess, almost crying. I've done it all for you. Even if I have made a mistake, and given my ambition an ignoble turn, don't tell me so now, or you may do more harm in a minute than you will cure in a lifetime. It is absurd to let Republican passion so blind you to fact. A family which can be honorably traced through history for 500 years, does affect the heart of a person not entirely hardened against romance. Whether you like the peerage or no, they appeal to our historical sense and love of old associations. Apostrophe apostrophe, I don't care for history. Prophecy is the only thing can do poor men any good. When you were a girl, you wouldn't drop a curtsy to 'em, historical or otherwise, and there you were right. But, instead of sticking to such principles, you must needs push up, so as to get girls such as you were once to curtsy to you, not even thinking marriage with a bad man too great a price to pay for it. Apostrophe apostrophe, a bad man? What do you mean by that? Lord Mountclair is rather old, but he's worthy. What did you mean, soul? Apostrophe, nothing, a mere somat to say. Apostrophe apostrophe, at that moment Piketty emerged from behind a tree, and told her sister that Lord Mountclair was looking for her. Well, soul, I cannot explain all to you now, apostrophe she said. I will send for you in London. Apostrophe apostrophe, she wished him goodbye, and they separated, Piketty accompanying soul a little on his way. Ethelberta was greatly perturbed by this meeting. After retracing her steps a short distance, she still felt so distressed and unpresentable that she resolved not to allow Lord Mountclair to see her till the clouds had somewhat passed off. It was but a bare act of justice to him to hide from his sight such a bridal mood as this. It was better to keep him waiting than to make him positively unhappy. She turned aside, and went up the valley, where the park merged in miles of wood and copse. She opened an iron gate, and entered the wood, casually interested in the vast variety of colors that the half-fallen leaves of the season wore. More, much more, occupied with personal thought, the path she pursued became gradually involved in bushes as well as trees, giving to the spot the character rather of a coppice than a wood. Perceiving that as he had gone far enough, Ethelberta turned back by a path which at this point intersected that by which as he had approached, and promised a more direct return towards the court. As he had not gone many steps among the hazels, which here formed a perfect thicket, when she observed a belt of holly bushes in their midst. Towards the outskirts of these an opening on her left hand directly led, thence winding round into a clear space of greensward, which they completely enclosed. On this isolated and mewed up bit of lawn stood a timber-built cottage, having ornamental barge boards, balconettes, and porch. It was an erection interesting enough as an experiment, and grand as a toy, but as a building contemptible. A blue gauze of smoke floated over the chimney, as if somebody was living there. Round towards the side some empty hen coops were piled away, while under the hollies were divers frameworks of wire netting and sticks, showing that birds were kept here at some seasons of the year. Being lady of all she surveyed, Ethelberta crossed the leafy sward, and knocked at the door. She was interested in knowing the purpose of the peculiar little edifice. The door was opened by a woman wearing a clean apron upon a not very clean gown. Ethelberta asked who lived in so pretty a place. Miss Cruchet, apostrophe the servant replied. But she is not here now. apostrophe, does she live here alone? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, excepting myself and a fellow servant. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she lives here to attend to the pheasants and poultry, because she is so clever in managing them. They are brought here from the keepers over the hill. Her father was a fancier. Apostrophe, Miss Cruchet attends to the birds, and two servants attend to Miss Cruchet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, to tell the truth, M apostrophe M, the servants do almost all of it. Still, that's what Miss Cruchet is here for. Would you like to see the house? It is pretty. Apostrophe, the woman spoke with hesitation, as if in doubt between the desire of earning a shilling, and the fear that Ethelberta was not a stranger. That Ethelberta was Lady Mountclair she plainly did not dream. I fear I can scarcely stay long enough, yet I will just look in, apostrophe said Ethelberta. And as soon as they had crossed the threshold she was glad of having done so. The cottage internally may be described as a sort of boudoir extracted from the bulk of a mansion and deposited in a wood. The front room was filled with knick-knacks, curious work tables, filigree baskets, twisted brackets supporting statuettes, in which the grotesque in every case ruled the design, lovebirds, in gilt cages, French bronzes, wonderful boxes, needlework of strange patterns, and other attractive objects. The apartment was one of those which seem to laugh in a visitor's face, and on closer examination express frivolity more distinctly than by words. Miss Cruchet is here to keep the fowls? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ethelberta, in a puzzled tone, after a survey. Yes. But they don't keep her. Apostrophe, Ethelberta did not attempt to understand, and ceased to occupy her mind with the matter. They came from the cottage to the door, where she gave the woman a trifling sum, and turned to leave. But footsteps were at that moment, to be heard beating among the leaves on the other side of the hollies, and Ethelberta waited till the walkers should have passed. The voices of two men reached herself and the woman as they stood. They were close to the house, yet screened from it by the holly bushes, when one could be heard to say distinctly, as if with his face turned to the cottage, Lady Mountclair gone for good? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I suppose so. Ha ha! So come, so go. Apostrophe, the speakers passed on, their backs becoming visible through the opening. They appeared to be woodmen. What Lady Mountclair do they mean? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ethelberta. The woman blushed. They meant Miss Cruchet. Apostrophe, oh, a nickname. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, apostrophe, why? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the woman whispered, why in a story of about 2 minutes length. Ethelberta turned pale. Is she going to return? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she inquired, in a thin, hard voice. Yes. Next week. You know her, M apostrophe M? Apostrophe, no. I am a stranger. Apostrophe, so much the better. I may tell you, then, that an old tale is flying about the neighborhood, that Lord Mountclair was privately married to another woman, at Nulcia, this morning early. Can it be true? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I believe it to be true. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and that she is of no family? Apostrophe, apostrophe, of no family. Apostrophe, apostrophe, indeed. Then the Lord only knows what will become of the poor thing. There will be murder between them. Apostrophe, between whom? Apostrophe, apostrophe, her, and the lady who lives here. She won't budge an inch, not she. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Ethelberta moved aside. A shade seemed to overspread the world, the sky, the trees, and the objects in the foreground. She kept her face away from the woman, and, whispering a reply to her good morning, passed through the hollies into the leaf-strewn path. As soon as she came to a large trunk she placed her hands against it, and rested her face upon them. She drew herself lower down, lower, lower, till she crouched upon the leaves. It is what father and soul meant. Oh heaven! Apostrophe, she whispered. She soon arose, and went on her way to the house. Her fair features were firmly set, and she scarcely heeded the path in the concentration which had followed her paroxysm. When she reached the park proper, she became aware of an excitement that was in progress there. Ethelberta's absence had become unaccountable to Lord Mountclere, who could hardly permit a retirement from his sight for a minute. But at first he had made due allowance for her eccentricity as a woman of genius, and would not take notice of the half-hour's desertion, unpardonable as it might have been in other classes of wives. Then he had inquired, searched, been alarmed. He had finally sent men-servants in all directions about the park to look for her. He feared as he had fallen out of a window, down a well, or into the lake. The next stage of search was to have been drags and grapnels. But Ethelberta entered the house. Lord Mountclere rushed forward to meet her, and such was her contrivance, that he noticed no change. The searchers were called in, Ethelberta explaining that as he had merely obeyed the wish of her brother in going out to meet him. Picotee, who had returned from her walk with Sol, was upstairs in one of the rooms which had been allotted to her. Ethelberta managed to run in there on her way upstairs to her own chamber. Picotee, put your things on again, apostrophe she said. You are the only friend I have in this house, and I want one badly. Go to Sol, and deliver this message to him, that I want to see him at once. You must overtake him, if you walk all the way to Anglebury. But the train does not leave till 4, so that there is plenty of time. Apostrophe apostrophe, what is the matter? Apostrophe apostrophe said Picotee. I cannot walk all the way. Apostrophe, I don't think you will have to do, that I hope not. Apostrophe apostrophe, he is going to stop at Corv's Gate, to have a bit of lunch. I might overtake him there, if I must. Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. And tell him to come to the east passage door. It is that door next to the entrance to the stable yard. There is a little yew tree outside it. On second thoughts you, dear, must not come back. Wait at Corv's Gate in the little inn parlor till Sol comes to you again. You will probably then have to go home to London alone, but do not mind it. The worst part for you will be in going from the station to the Crescent, but nobody will molest you in a four-wheel cab. You have done it before. However, he will tell you, if this is necessary when he gets back. I can best fight my battles alone. You shall have a letter from me the day after tomorrow, stating where I am. I shall not be here. Apostrophe, but what is it so dreadful? Apostrophe, apostrophe, nothing to frighten you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but she spoke with a breathlessness that completely nullified the assurance. It is merely that I find I must come to an explanation with Lord Mountclere before I can live here permanently, and I cannot stipulate with him while I am here in his power. Till I write, goodbye. Your things are not unpacked, so let them remain here for the present they can be sent for. Apostrophe apostrophe, poor Picotee, more agitated than her sister, but never questioning her orders, went downstairs and out of the house. She ran across the shrubberies, into the park, and to the gate where Ratsol had emerged some half hour earlier. She trotted along upon the turnpike road like a lost doe, crying as she went at the new trouble which had come upon Berta, whatever that trouble might be. Behind her she heard wheels and the stepping of a horse, but she was too concerned to turn her head. The pace of the vehicle slackened, however, when it was abreast of Picotee, and she looked up to see Christopher as the driver. Miss Chickerell. Apostrophe apostrophe he said, with surprise. Picotee had quickly looked down again, and she murmured, yes. Apostrophe apostrophe, Christopher asked, what he could not help asking in the circumstances, would you like to ride? Apostrophe apostrophe, I should be glad, apostrophe said she, overcoming her flurry. I am anxious to overtake my brother Sol. Apostrophe apostrophe, I have arranged to pick him up at Corv's Gate, apostrophe said Christopher. He descended, and assisted her to mount beside him, and drove on again, almost in silence. He was inclined to believe that some supernatural legerdemain had to do with these periodic impacts of Piketty on his path. She sat mute and melancholy till they were within half a mile of Corv's gate. "Thank you," apostrophe she said then, perceiving soul upon the road, "there is my brother, I will get down now." Apostrophe apostrophe, "he was going to ride on to Anglebury with me," apostrophe said Julian. Piketty did not reply, and soul turned round. Seeing her, he instantly exclaimed, "What's the matter, Piketty?" Apostrophe apostrophe, she explained to him that he was to go back immediately and meet her sister at the door by the U, as Ethelberta had charged her. Christopher, knowing them so well, was too much an interested member of the group to be left out of confidence, and she included him in her audience. "And what are you to do?" apostrophe apostrophe said Sol to her. "I am to wait at Corv's gate till you come to me." Apostrophe apostrophe, "I can't understand it," apostrophe Sol muttered, with a gloomy face. "There's something wrong, and it was only to be expected. That's what I say, Mr. Julian. Apostrophe apostrophe, if necessary I can take care of Miss Chickerell till you come," apostrophe said Christopher. "Thank you," apostrophe said Sol. "Then I will return to you, as soon as I can, at the Assel Inn, just ahead. 'Tis very awkward for you to be so burdened by us, Mr. Julian, but we are in a trouble that I don't yet..." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.